and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dodd, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we take a look at the comic competition for new cloud ISVs currently being run by Ingram Micro. Readers of the site will already know a lot about it, but here's a quick recap for you. Ingram Micro Cloud is currently running the second edition of its global comic competition for ISVs who are new to the channel, and it's the first time the competition has come to Canada. There's a total of $5 million up for grabs between cash and go-to-market support between now and next May. Today, we're joined on the podcast by Arash Hadari, ISV field specialist at Ingram Micro Canada, to discuss the competition. We'll cover how it works, who it's for, the awards available, what they're looking for in terms of competitors, and how solution providers who are building their own cloud-based solutions can get involved, among other topics. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Arash Hadari. Arash, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
We're my first time chatting with you, and we're here today to talk about the Canadian debut of Ingram Micro Cloud's Comet competition. I guess to throw it open, can you tell us a little bit about what Comet is and what you guys are trying to accomplish with it?
Absolutely. Well, Ingram Micro Cloud is always looking for new ways to support the next wave of technology companies. And to be honest with you, Rob, I think this is the main reason behind why we launched Comet's competition in the first place. Comet is a startup challenge dedicated to helping technology startups and independent software vendors to find commercial success. So in this competition, our finalists will receive go-to-market funds and access to our top partners in our ecosystem, and they will receive support from our community to help them accelerate their business, both locally and globally. And all of that for zero equity. And it's the beauty of it. And I believe all startups should take advantages of this opportunity to participate in the Comet competition, to be honest with you.
All right, so let's break that down a little bit. Say it's open to startups and ISVs. Who in particular is Comet open to? What are sort of the requirements to enter? What are you looking for in an entrant?
Yeah, so we are looking for technology startups with B2B solutions who are less than $10 million in revenue. So any software vendor with innovative solution who sells to businesses and they've generated less than $10 million are eligible to go to the competition. So basically, any software vendor or any startups in any stages can go apply as long as they're less than $10 million in revenue.
All right, and you're looking for software vendor, and I presume this might be sort of a self-selecting thing, but I presume you're looking for someone who is, if not building a channel themselves at this point, at least looking to sell through a channel.
Exactly. Of course, part of this competition, our goal is to help this software vendors to start thinking about building a channel or define a channel strategy. And we believe that will help them eventually to help them scale their business and accelerate their motions to go to local and global markets. So, yeah, that definitely would be a very good way to say that any startup or software vendors who is interested in the channel, this would be a great opportunity for them. For sure.
All right. So you're gathering entrants now, as I understand. Let's talk about sort of the process. What happens next? You gather in submissions from a variety of ISVs and startups. Where does it go from here?
Well, as I mentioned, Comet is a global competition that this year is hosted in 16 countries. And all winners of each country will become the finalists competing for the grand prize. So to find the winner in each country, after application process is completed, the first round of judging will take place, and the judges will try to select 15 finalists. And then these finalists will compete in an event where they will pitch our panel of judges in a Shark Tank style. So in that same day, our judges will announce one winner and three runners-up. So the Canada winner then will go to our Cloud Summit in May 2020 to compete globally. And I believe this is a great opportunity for any startup to get exposure in a global stage and in a global scale. That's when, you know, we will have our winners and, you know, we will determine who would be the winner of our global competition.
All right. And what do, you know, you identified there'd be sort of one Canadian winner and if some runners up, and then obviously the global competition. What are the prizes or rewards for to making it to those stages?
Well, again, as I said, you know, our goal, Rob, is to really give Comet competition winners to power to achieve success within the channel. Mm-hmm. So we believe that having access to the channel partner ecosystem is a great way for these startups to scale their business. And we are committed to really help them achieve their goals and help them accelerate their business. So all of this won't be possible without financial help. And that's why in Canada, in a local level, the winner will receive $100,000 and the three runners up each will receive $50,000 in go-to-market funds. Mm-hmm. And the Canada winner will, of course, go to compete globally and to win that grand prize, which is $1 million in cash. So in summary, in total, there is $5 million USD in cash and go-to-market funds. But remember, this go-to-market awards take no equity again and or debt, and they're all intended for startups to scale their business operations, to be honest with you.
All right. And the Canadian finals will be later this year, correct? And then I believe the global finals in which the Canadian winner will compete is at next year's Cloud Summit, which, if memory serves, is May?
In May 2020, yes. Yeah, exactly. May.
All right. What can you tell me about how the process is going for gathering Canadian startups? We certainly have a reputation for being a startup-rich nation. Curious how it's going, getting folks into the pipe for Comet.
Well, and Rob, you know that this is the first year that we are hosting Comet competition in Canada. And, well, of course, not everyone in the community is aware of the competition. So we have been reaching out to innovation hubs, accelerators, or in variety of startup communities to spread the word. And we've asked them to help us circulate the message in the community. And also, we've started, of course, bringing awareness through social media and different channels. But as a result of that, we now have almost 100 registrants who have started their application already. But there were so many ISVs who know about this when it was too late. And we received many requests from the community to extend the application process and push it out from end of September to maybe end of October. And that really, we've listened to that and we decided to do so because we would love to see more startups take advantage of this great opportunity. So now startups will have until end of October to complete their applications and be part of the competition, which is great news because in this way, there will be more startups to be able to participate. And you know, hopefully we'll be also have more options to find the winner who will then go and represent Canada in the global competition.
All right. We focus largely on startups and sort of born in the cloud type organizations so far, I think, in our discussion. I'm curious what you're seeing from sort of the more quote unquote traditional Ingram micro solution provider, especially because in the cloud world, we've seen an opportunity, a platform for a lot of VARs or MSPs to produce something that is more productized and delivered in that manner. This could be an opportunity for a lot of solution providers who are thinking of scaling that opportunity to get some help in doing that and potentially reach a much broader channel.
Well, exactly. To your point, you know, we see a mix of both new startups that are even in the very early stages of their journey, and you know, also existing more mature ISVs in the mix. We're excited about this because we see that, you know, all kinds of startups and in different, you know, with different focuses or different solutions are also participating. And that is really the purpose of Comet Competition. We are looking for the new innovative, startups or independent software vendors, and we're committed to help them and support them to scale. And that is exactly what we're looking for. So we're very happy that, Comet has been an interest to all kinds of ISP with different focuses, different solutions, and we love the variety.
All right. Sounds good. How do I find out more or get registered if I'm eligible and or interested?
Well, very simple. You know, you can go to www.ingrammicrocloud.com/comet, C-O-M-E-T. And, you know, you can find more information about the process, about competition, about the prizes. And all you have to do is simple. You have to click, I want to compete. You will then go ahead and create an account for yourself, and then you will choose which country you want to compete in. We want you to compete in Canada for Toronto, and then you just start the application. It is very simple. There is 7 steps. We want you to talk about, your solution, what problems you're solving, how do you go to market, and also, talk about, your ideas. And of course, we close the comps, and you can complete the application, providing all the information. So just make sure that you complete that before end of October, and we're good to go.
All right. And dear listener, we'll make sure if you want that link that it's in the podcast notes for this edition of the cast, so you can click on that. Arash, that's kind of where I wanted to go. Any closing thoughts on Comet and the opportunity it presents here in Canada?
Well, again, thank you very much for having me and for this opportunity. Really appreciate it. And I believe that this is a great opportunity for startups, independent software vendors in Canada to really take advantage of this opportunity, to be part of this. We are also committed to help any of the applicants to help them really grow their business. And we're committed to help the finalists, winners, or all the applicants to make sure that they will receive our support in any ways that we can to help them grow their business and accelerate their business.
All right, brilliant. Appreciate you taking the time, Arash. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
There you have it, a look into the Comet competition with Arash Hadari of Ingram Micro. I'd like to thank Arash for taking the time to chat, thank Ingram Micro Canada for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening today. Be sure to check out the Comet competition. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week with another important and interesting interview with one of the brightest lights in the Canadian channel community. In the meantime, we'd appreciate it if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice, and of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.